Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. The grim reality is becoming clear at a summer camp that was washed away along the Guadalupe River in Texas. Camp Mystic says 27 campers and counselors are known to have died. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
There's still 10 girls and one counselor from Camp Mystic that are unaccounted for. And the pain and agony of not knowing your child's whereabouts, it's the worst thing imagined.
CBS's Jason Allen on the aftermath at that camp.
This was just covered in mud and tree branches, and this is a camp that just sits right up on the banks of the Guadalupe River. This would have been a very difficult spot for them to find any sort of higher ground to run to.
Officials say the flooding has claimed more than 80 lives. Now to the White House, CBS's Nancy Cordes reports on the latest trade pressure being applied.
The president saying about 12 to 15 letters are going to go out to countries beginning to day, putting them on notice that if they don't start to finalize their deals with the United States, they are going to be hit with much higher tariffs starting in just 3 weeks.
The Treasury Secretary indicates several trade frameworks will be announced in the next 24 hours. President Trump meets at the White House later on today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Middle East expert Aaron David Miller says there's Iran to consider and Gaza.
To end the war in Gaza, you'd have to answer three basic questions, and we're not no closer to answering any of them. Number one, what will be the role of Hamas? Number two, what happens to the security environment in Gaza? Then, of course, the problem of Palestinian governance. Who's going to govern Gaza?
Authorities say a 27-year-old man has been killed after opening fire at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas. One officer was injured. Overseas, Britons have been observing the 20th anniversary of suicide bombings in London.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. King Charles and Prime Minister Keir Starmer joining survivors and first responders at a service in St. Paul's Cathedral, one of many observances across the capital. Dan Brittle was on one of the three underground trains attacked. A city bus was also targeted.
I tried to move my arms and hands, so I realized that my arms and hands were on fire.
52 people died. Nearly 800 were injured. Today, a day of remembrance and healing.
A new study shows the health of American children has deteriorated over the past 17 years, with kids today more likely to experience obesity, chronic diseases, and other issues. The research is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 310 points. The S&P is down 35. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha County investigation that began with a license plate led to 23 federal charges. Officials say it was all part of a luxury car theft ring that targeted over 175 vehicles and laundered money through fake companies. The operation also involved drugs and counterfeit documents. A Burlington man died and two others were seriously injured in a motorcycle SUV crash over the weekend. It happened in Walworth County on Highway 11. Neither of the people on the motorcycle were wearing a helmet. Swimming remains dangerous along Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties this morning. Conditions should improve later today after high waves and strong winds. Governor Tony Evers signed bills aiming to make Wisconsin a leader in nuclear fusion research. The money allocated includes funding for a summit in Madison to discuss things and a study for a new potential plant site. And the former Maple Crest Country Club in Summers will be redeveloped into the streets of Maple Crest. A developer recently purchased the property. They have plans for a new housing project with hundreds of homes planned in several phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing, it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years. And just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh, my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings of 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and comfortable with highs inland in the mid-70s and lakeside in the 60s. Could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Thank you, Brittany. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey right around the corner. It's sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. One morning, 159 years ago, Anna went to school without her umbrella. She was a lively 14. Sometimes daydreams pushed aside more practical considerations. In those weeks of the English summer, hot, humid, overcast, the skies were likely to burst at any moment. Her mother had even mentioned it to her, had reminded her of the long walk to and from school, had asked her to take her umbrella, but Anna had not. Now it was mid-afternoon. Driving, downpouring rain. Mother was watching out the window as Anna ran up the steep carriage drive, her bonnet, her hair, her clothing, everything drenched. Mother hurried to open the door, but before she could, she was alarmed to hear a loud cry of pain. It was Anna's cry. Flinging the door open wide, mother saw the girl sprawled on the driveway, her face contorted in agony, both ankles horribly twisted. Mother carried Anna into the living room, laid her gently on the sofa. How had it happened? Anna didn't know. She had slipped and fallen. Somehow both feet had turned as she fell. And then the girl looked down, gasping. Her legs appeared like those of a wagon horse she'd seen the year before, and that horse had fallen on frozen cobblestones and had to be shot. Mother clasped Anna's hand. The girl would be just fine, she assured. The doctor would come and make her good as new, she assured. A physician was summoned. By the time he arrived, the mud spatters on Anna's school books had dried. Both the girl's ankles were quite swollen. Bad sprains, the doctor called them, and he treated them accordingly. Healing would take a while, he said. Weeks passed, however, and then months. But Anna remained crippled. Now this is the rest of the story. Although Anna still could not walk, she was permitted, even encouraged, to ride. Soon after Anna's injury, mother rented a pony from a nearby livery stable. And on the back of that pony, the teenager could romp and run through the English countryside as she could not possibly do otherwise. The pony became as much a friend as she would ever have. For hours, and almost every day, the little girl rode him through the bright meadows, sometimes stopping to sit in the fragrant grass and just talk to her pony. This was to be Anna's only freedom, her only true happiness, for the rest of her time was spent as an invalid, confined to her bed, deprived of friends her own age. Anna's ankles never did heal properly. As long as she lived, she was able to walk only sometimes, was able to stand unassisted for only a few moments. The rest of her days and nights were endured in bed, almost always in pain. The one benefit which emerged from the mysterious girlhood injury was ours. I mean yours and mine. It was a book that Anna wrote, her only book, dedicated to a little pony that had become her legs and to all of the horses that had spared her a life of utter confinement. So poignant was Anna Sewell's book that it was considered primarily responsible for the increasingly humane treatment of horses in the second half of the 19th century. And now I hope you'll always recall the painful mishap of a rainy afternoon in 1834 when you read or hear the touching novel, the tender tribute entitled Black Beauty. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Homeward bound. There's no place like home. Simon and Garfunkel on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're headed to the beach anytime this summer, make sure you stop by the North Beach Oasis, because that's where we are playing. They're playing us at the North Beach Oasis, the beachside oasis at North Beach. So you don't need to take your music with you. We're right there already. In addition to the great food and the beverages, it's just the perfect setup. Check it out, North Beach Oasis with WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Only the lonely.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, an instrumental that got a big boost from a popular TV show back in the day, is coming up at 1:45 if you haven't heard it on the radio for a long time. But first, let's do another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll be a discussion about the sun at night. A proposal to expand solar energy at Racine Unified Schools will be discussed by the school board this evening. If approved, Case, Goodland Montessori, Walden 3, and Gifford K-8 would get new solar panels, a move estimated to save $300,000 a year. It would be an outlay of just over $5 million. The district says incentives and grants could help with the funding. Two schools in Racine Unified already have solar systems installed. Two men died in separate incidents on Delavan Lake Saturday. One was a 26-year-old from Texas who drowned near the Viewcrest area. Another was a 57-year-old Illinois man found responsive on a boat earlier that day. Authorities say both deaths remain under investigation. No foul play is suspected. Governor Tony Evers hasn't ruled out running again. He was in Milwaukee this morning and said that a decision on a third term could come soon. Evers used his visit to the Brew City to promote his state budget's new investments. He was talking up childcare, saying the changes are designed to help families with costs and improve services nationwide. The Streets of Maplecrest is the latest plan for that Kenosha County golf course. A new housing development is planned for the former Maplecrest Country Club in Summers. The land was recently sold to a company called Home Path Financial for $3.25 million. A project will offer a mix of single-family homes, duplexes, and quadplexes. The first phase includes nearly 300 units. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and comfortable with highs inland in the mid-70s and lakeside in the 60s. Could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Baby, you know that
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. As band names go, this one was pretty creative. Every Mother's Son did Come On Down to My Bold Baby on WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, free.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hot summer nights, taking the week off. Not happening Thursday night. Instead, Salmon-O-Rama is happening both this Thursday and the following Thursday at the Lakefront.
Daytime turns me off and I don't mean maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. Lord, for the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Linda Ronstadt. Number one for her, it didn't do so well, the original version 11 years earlier, 1964, when the lady who gave us the Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss, sang that song originally. She made it sound like this.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I've learned my lesson and left the scar.
Interesting.
And now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
1964 version of You're No Good. Betty Everett did the original. I'm Dan Marcus. We'll do an instrumental Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget a little over an hour from now here on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Sticking to my
gone. What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Tommy James never gets tired of talking to me about his days in Wisconsin. He lived in Monroe, and that's where he bought his first guitar. And here he is with Crystal Blue Persuasion on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh-hoo. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh-hoo. Crystal blue persuasion.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
it's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day.
Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Jenny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Called John and Saul, and that was the month from.
But Quinn and Maguire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful.
Shelton again, getting very tuneful.
McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. An intense search and overwhelming grief in Texas.
The pain, the shock of what has transpired these last few days has broken the heart of our state.
Senator Ted Cruz getting a look at flood damage along the Guadalupe River. The known death toll is now 89, and Camp Mystic says 27 campers and counselors died in the surge of water. 11 are still missing. CBS's Jason Allen.
We were able to make it down the road to Camp Mystic, and you could see and understand in that moment